Blog Talk Radio.
Give us the reaction. We've got Tony Astafan, a well-known lawyer from Dominica, but very much in Antigua. Good evening to you, Tony. How are you?
My dear friend Andrew, I'm fine, and I hope you and your listeners are well.
Yes, indeed. Well, I almost describe you as an old lodge boy.
Well, I am. And an old law faculty boy as well. I have some Bijan roots. Not too deep, but I have some Bijan roots.
Not too deep. Are you sure?
Well, not as far as I know.
Indeed. Well, yes, we really want to talk about it. Of course, we also want to get some reaction from across the Caribbean as well. You know, this show goes right across the world, and Oral Tracy is going to join us. And, of course, my very good friend, Dr. Ford, who is away. His roots are very, very deep. And we also want to talk as well later on to J.D. Thomas, who's a sports lawyer, and we want to get this discussion going. Without any further ado, let me say hello to you, Dr. Ford. How are you, Doctor?
Good night, Andrew, and our guests and the listeners.
Right. And old Tracy, the man who does such a wonderful job of sports commentary, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm improving.
Good. Right. You've got a fellow Jamaican with you, J.D. Thomas. J.D., I know that you know Oral, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Indeed. All right. Let's begin the ball rolling with you, Tony. What are your major concerns? It's a general question. What are your major concerns in this matter?
Well, my major concern is not the fact that a board of cricket or a board of any company wanted to do any form of report. My concerns are that if you're going to do one that seeks, whether expressly or by implication, to cast aspersions or implications of alleged possible criminal wrongdoing or abuses or conflicts of interest or irregularities, and the president confirmed that these were done. Info, SPN Cricket Info, in their three-page questions to Dave Cameron, pointed out what they say were several concerns directed at him as president. You have the great Michael Holden on the radio speaking about certain things. That I thought the first thing that would have been done was that whoever conducting this thing should be someone who's independent and impartial. That directors who are sat on board, who have made these decisions, I think Enoch Lewis, someone told us yesterday that Enoch Lewis confirmed that what was being discussed, I'm assuming I got it right, for all matters that board members would have been asked questions about it during audit investigation before it was presented to the shareholders and directors in December 2019, that they would have been given the opportunity to explain things to the already or in writing, and that if the board had it and presented it to the shareholders in December, which seems not to be in controversy, there would have been some mechanism, or whoever, that Cricket West Indies would have, as a matter of fairness, passed the report over to him, and all the other directors give them the opportunity to read it under strict conditions of non-disclosure, to seek legal advice, to decide whether there was anything in there that is a matter of concern to them and to their reputation. That was not done. So what we have is a report that was presented to shareholders in December 2019, taken back the same day. Enough is said, from what I understand, that's the normal practice. No hard copies given to them since. No one has been asked any questions about it. And if, in fact, that these decisions or decisions that were made by the collective board, by the board as a collective body with collective responsibility, shareholders. Why is that it's focused on one man? Argument is going to be that one man from Jamaica come and intimidated all directors, independent one, and terrified them with his presence, and they all went along with him between the legs to vote for everything that he did. I think auditors, and I don't consider them to be independent, but one of the senior partners chairman of the Audit and Risk Committee, and I don't know why the past internal and external auditors with CWI have me, man. I mean, especially after I heard what was said yesterday on Observer Radio through the group chat. What about the minutes? What do the minutes reflect? What do the minutes say? Who voted for what? I don't think I'm going on a little too long.
I want to give you
some examples.
Well,
define me.
Sure.
Because I have been given access to the minutes. I haven't seen the report. But there's a huge cry about conflict of interest, honorarium, the time when the board was having financial difficulties and so on. So I went and I got the minutes of that. It was a meeting that was made, on the 10th of March. Okay? And the only director who was not there was Azim Basara. I hope I have the name correct.
From Trinidad?
From Trinidad. So I go to, and I see audit risk compliance matters. The meeting was advised that top risk created continued related to the company's cash flow, etc. 49, report from the Compensation Committee. President and the Vice President vacated the room and Director Paladin took chair. A report from the Compensation Committee was then circulated and the Chairman Paladin took the meeting through the report, meaning that compensation was presented to deal with the question of honorarium for the President. 50, the Board considered the work of the President and decided on an honorarium of $50,000. 51, the Board also decided to increase director indicators as follows. $4,000 President, $2,000 right, $700 for the other director. And there were other telephone allowances, and then there is a significant part at the bottom, 53. It was noted that while the other area of the President could be advanced almost immediately, cover cash flow. I mean, that's clear to me. A compensation committee presented a report. President and the Vice President left the room. The remaining members of the board, there's no dissent recorded in the minutes, approved the honorarium. And subject payment was subject to the, I am not sure, based on what I have been told or what I've heard about the report, that finding, that decision accurately reflected what was in fact the actual decision and how it worked in the board. Then I said, but look, you know, this conflict, this thing is important. So further look. So I went and I got one of the former directors, long past former, to send me the articles of association. Okay, to see, well, look how this works. So I got it up to Article 57, 50.7, page 2, says that remuneration to all directors shall be, as to the members, be from time to time fixed by honorary resolution in general meeting. Directors may resolve to award additional remuneration, etc., to the director. So there was a lawful authority for the board decided on additional remuneration to the president. Then, as I'm going along, I see conflict of interest. In these Cricket West Indies Articles of Association says that no conflict, absolutely zero conflict of interest will be remembered to render any resolution or transaction void or voidable. Once nature and extent of the interest of the member of Board of Directors in the agreement or transaction and the nature and extent of the interest in or relationship to any other part of the agreement are disclosed in writing to the board. So I am trying to figure out, well, in what way of authority, of conflict, that came from a compensation committee, but when the matter was raised, and the director Kennedy, and I think it is him took over control and the president death. Now, I haven't seen the report, and all that I'm saying is fairly demands that Cameron and his lawyers get to see the report and have a chance to go through the report and respond to it. Way off the ballpark, take the necessary legal action to protect his reputation and other members of the board who get an opportunity to study that report. It will be well advisable for them to do the same thing as well.